Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the final segment of the Grilling Guys. Each and every Saturday morning, 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. You know, this show has different meanings to different people, but it's just really all about your backyard, about your tailgate this time of year, about deer camp, fishing, all those things that you like to do where you go out and you get a little flame on some meat. And we do vegetables and stuff too, but basically we're carnivores. That's why we have these big eye teeth here. We're meant to tear flesh. But let's say you like to grill and you have no skills. We're going to give you those skills. And if you already have skills, we want to enhance those skills. And that's what the show is all about, is just kind of tuning up your game, making you look good in front of mama or future mama. Or just your buds.
That grill envy that each and every one of us, if you're a real man, you want to create. Your buddies come over. They're on my back deck. They're eating off my grill. And I want it to be the best it can be because, you know what? That's bragging rights, baby. And those are worth more than anything could pay me.
That's right. That's why we like cruising around in the grilling rig with that chuck wagon on the back and a tech inside.
Yeah, posters on the side. It's all good. It's all good.
I've got a nice little, you know, last week we talked about goose and turkey. And it's that season right now when people are knocking down the birds. And the problem with goose is, you know, it's a little gamey. So how about if we marinate that and we put it in a smoker and we make a nice jerky out of it? The trick to jerky is multifold, and with goose, you add one more step. But what we really want to do is we want to marinate it at least 24 hours. And we're going to want to make sure that it's cured. So it's going to have salt and sugar in it for the curing process. So let's take about 4 pounds, which is a typical goose. About
That's a breast, a skinless goose breast, yep.
Yeah, so about 4 pounds of skinless goose breast fillets, and you trim all the gristle and the fat off them in the silver skin. Important to get the silver skin off because that bugs me.
Well, it makes it really chewy, it imparts a flavor that you just don't want there. So, you know, that's one of the big tips of the grilling guys. Preparation is everything.
Yep.
And if you prep this meat right, it'll be good. So what
take
else we got with
it? Take some time and, you know, relax while you do this. But we're going to take about 3 tablespoons of kosher salt, a cup of brown sugar, a cup of water, room temperature, 3/4 cup of soy sauce, and we're going to post this. I already posted it. 1/2 cup of Worcestershire, 2 tablespoons of garlic.
For about an hour.
About an hour. I can't say Worcester. 2 tablespoons of chili powder, 3 tablespoons of coarsely ground black pepper. Coarsely ground, okay? Because the effect of that's going to stick to the meat. It's a good look. You want that look.
That's right.
It
isn't all about taste. It's got to look good, too.
That's right. And then 2 tablespoons of cayenne or red pepper. So you cut that meat into 1/4-inch thick strips. Now, here's the key. It's a little bit tough, right? So, you want, again, just like that skirt steak, you want to cut across the grain so that when they tear off chunks, it breaks apart and it doesn't pull your false teeth out.
Well, if you go down the grain, this is simple. Look at it like a piece of wood, okay? If you go across the grain, you cut a 1-inch strip, you can snap that in half. But if you go down the grain along the edge of a board, 1 inch wide, you try to snap that, you can't do that. The meat is the same way. You go across the grain, it opens up, you'll be able to take a bite of it, and it'll come off better.
And if you like your jerky a little bit more on the stringy, tough side, and some people do like ripping it, then you cut it lengthwise and let that grain work for you. But you will take a better marinade in if you expose the grain of that meat, so it'll penetrate the meat. So you combine all these ingredients in a bowl, and you blend them together. You add the meat strips, and you cover it. And what I like to do when I marinate anything is I get that Saran wrap with the sticky face on it. I don't know if it's even Saran wrap, but you know the stuff, the plastic with the... With the
that would be Saran wrap, Bob, yeah.
Glue. And you just put it in the fridge for at least a day. You really can't hurt it if you leave it in a little bit longer, but 24 hours is what I recommend because the 12 hours doesn't quite cut it. You place those strips on 175-degree either smoker, grill, oven, whatever you've got, and you leave it in there until the internal temperature of the meat is 160. What that tells me is we've cooked the meat, okay? And now we're going to slow down the process. We're going to drop that temperature to 140 degrees, and now we're dehydrating it. Because to make good jerky, you've got to get a lot of the moisture out. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem with fermentation. And you don't want that. You can cure it, but if you add too much water to it, you're adding the susceptibility of bacteria buildup. So you want to make sure you dehydrate that and get it gone.
Well, Bob, that's making me hungry. We're going to post that out there on thegrillingguys.com. But you're making me hungry, that's man food. It's time for a segment of Man Law.
Is so appropriate because if you're watching sports on television, chances are you're going to run into ESPN. So today's Man Law is ESPN is for sports only, okay, which is why bowling and pool should not be shown. These are games. They're not sports.
That's right. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of our listeners that like bowling and pool. I have a pool table in my basement, but they don't ever broadcast.
Don't put it on TV.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You're going to ruin the All in the Family episode rerun. So.
You know, no great tailgate, no great grilling is complete without a little bit of beverage of your choice. Soft drinks are great, but the Michigan beer and wine industry is part of this economy that we embrace. We feel that it's very, very important to the Michigan. And Bob has done a little research and can give us a little facts on the Michigan wine industry and the beer industry.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Wine and grapes, grape juice related products contribute $790 million to the state of Michigan's economy. They pay $42 million in taxes. So when you hear these people say tax the rich, they already are, okay? $42 million, okay? Ease up with the fangs. They account for 5,000 jobs across the state, and they add $190 million to payroll. Now, the beer industry contribute $38 million, and again, that's a younger industry, but it's growing much faster. And overall, total economic value is $133 million. They rank number four in the country for beer production. Go Mitten State.
And, you know, we got 100 of them here in our state. We're lucky. We're the fourth largest brewing state in the union, and we're growing fast. These are our friends. Made in Michigan is what we're all about. We are the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week out at Allen Bob Sports. Make sure to stop by and see us because there are going to be a lot of specials out there, and we may even have a grill fired up for you, some samples. We'll talk to you then. We're the Grilling Guys. Bye for now.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.